It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Oh, good day, good day, good day, and welcome to a Monday, December the 1st. 2025. We're down to the last month.
Almost over.
Almost over. That voice is the Mr. Jim Chaney, who is our co-host for River Founders Radio. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm Larry Tuneforce. I'm your host, and we're on 106.3, 106.5, 106.7. And if you have a question during the program, you're welcome to grab the phone and pick it up and call. Our number is 234. We have our own area code. We're special. 343-1065. Now, if you want, if you're one of those texting type people, you can also text us a question to 727-5566. And, of course, 928-928. And that's the same number you can use for Common Ground tomorrow and Speak Out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and me back on Friday.
Larry, I missed that text number.
928. You're going to text me a question?
I might.
727-5566. You got that, Jim?
Yeah, so it's like an airplane, a 55 Chevy, and a 66
yeah,
Mustang.
That's what it is.
In our, the 928.
And our guest today, speaking of River Founders, Johnny Bodwin from the Bullhead City Fire, well, retired Bullhead City Fire, and he just told us that he joined the fire department as a volunteer in 1971. How old were you in 71, Jim?
I was nine.
You were nine? Okay.
Johnny, Little League was very important.
Johnny, how old were you when you joined the fire department?
I was 23.
23. In 1971. And you guys, how long had you been in Bullhead City?
I had been in Bullhead City for 14 months.
Oh, okay. So fairly new.
Yeah, I got here in April of 1970 and joined the fire department in August of 71.
Wow.
Just long enough to have a baby girl.
I was going to say, when was Karen born?
She was born the 23rd of July of 71.
Now, when you came here in 70, what did you do for a career?
Well, I had trained 2 years in high school and 2 years in college as a mechanic.
Ah.
And so I had a couple of mechanics jobs. And before I joined the fire department, I helped open the new Safeway over here on the highway.
Right.
And that was in December of 1970.
And when you say the new Safeway, it's now Harbor Freight.
Yes.
That was the new Safeway in 1970.
Safeway was where Harbor Freight is?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And then it was, when I came here, it was True Value.
Wow, that building has done many things.
It's an amazing building, its ability to morph into this and that.
Yeah.
It was Hastings.
Yeah, Hastings for many years.
And it was a hardware store.
Right.
And
now it's a hardware store again. Yeah.
Well, of sorts, yes. Of sorts.
Yep. Good old days.
So what kind of fire engine when you started did they have?
Okay, we had two engines. Engine one was a 1963 GMC Boardman with a 500 GPM pump. And engine two was a 59 open cab GMC with a young build body. And it was a 750 GPM pump.
So how many gallons of water did it hold?
Each one of those trucks held 500 gallons of water.
And on a structure fire, how long would 500 gallons last, roughly?
Depend on which hose we pulled.
Right.
We were very, very...
conservative?
Well, I don't know whether you call it conservative, but the one thing most of the guys like to run ahead for was the red line, which is a hard rubber hose. It's a 1-inch hose.
On a reel.
And I don't remember what the gallons per minute you get out of those things. But every once in a while we do some inch and a half. But being a volunteer fire department, we didn't do a lot of training on 2.5. Our 2.5 was usually our supply line.
To the hydrant.
Right. To a hydrant we did not have.
Yeah. Yeah. And then your house is gone.
Well, they're, you know, they were mobile homes. And
yeah.
They go up
like a dried up
soaked straw, you know.
Yeah. And today it's even worse because they've been sitting there for 60 years?
Yeah.
Probably 60. So when you were headed to the fire, what's the top speed of these fire trucks, and where were you when you started on that fire truck?
Well, as a volunteer, I usually rode out on the tailboard if I got there quick enough to the station.
Meaning the back of the fire truck?
Meaning the very back end of the fire truck. And firefighters don't ride the tailboard anymore.
Why?
Safety. Yeah. There's something called safety.
Yeah. Too many fell off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever fall off?
No, sir.
Anybody end up in the wrong place at the end of the ride?
A couple times. We had a couple guys going through some of the washes real fast that actually wound up in the hose bed.
Meaning you had to go up over into the hose bed.
Yes.
Because you held onto a rail on the back.
Yeah.
And as trucks got newer, there was a buzzer back there that you could communicate with the captain. You know, and what was the signal of the buzzer?
Okay. Single was stop. Two was go. And three was back up.
That's how they communicated back in the day.
Well, did you have a slow down, you're killing us back here button? You know?
That was just screaming.
Hey!
Yeah.
More than once I heard expletive deleted, slow down. You know?
Yeah. You couldn't repeat the conversation.
No.
Yeah.
So you were, you became a paramedic.
Well, first you get hired.
Eventually. I started out as a first responder. The classes were kind of graduated. I took the first responder class and then the EMT class. And then we went to IEMT, which is intermediate EMT. And we could...
Move that microphone up just a little bit, Johnny. Hmm? Slide that microphone up just a little.
Okay.
There you go.
We could start... one IV solution and do some cardiac monitoring, but we didn't get to use the paddles then. And then they went to IEMTC, which was intermediate EMT cardiac, and we got some more training just along the cardiac. But here in Bullhead, we considered ourselves a retirement recreation committee. So in the winter time, we had our strokes, our heart attacks, and that type of thing. And then in the summertime, we had our broken legs and broken arms from the accidents on the river, that type of thing. So
when does the fire department hire you full-time as a firefighter?
Well, I started on the 1st of October of 1973, which, if the year 1973 means anything to you, that was just 3 months or 4 months after the Kingman blast.
Right.
July 5th, 1973.
Did you respond up there as a volunteer?
Yes, I did. I was on the first unit in. And the minute they got there, Larry Adams, who was on the same unit.
Who was fire chief at the time.
Who was fire chief at the time, reported to Command Central, and they said, we need somebody to put in the back of an ambulance. And so he designated me to go in the back of a private ambulance, and I thought one of their guys would be driving or something. They come to find out they put a newspaper reporter in the driver's seat.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There was a newspaper reporter that they...
Go ahead.
Because he knew the city better than I did, so I was supposed to treat him. But ironically, the first three patients people we picked up were already dead from the blast.
Yeah.
Mm. So when that happened, we've been fighting a little technical thing here in the studio. I don't know if that's coming out over the air. But so for people that don't know, when you're talking about the Kingman blast, and a buddy of mine who became a fireman, he's like, yeah, Kingman is famous.
Firefighter.
Every
firefighter.
What did I say?
There's no firemen.
Okay.
They're firefighters.
Okay.
Firemen used to be on a train.
Okay, yeah, and they shovel the coal.
See what you learned
today? Yeah, oh, boy, terminology. But he says every firefighter, when they go to school, everybody learns about Kingman. And that is, it's famous in the firefighting world because
yes.
of this horrible accident that you're discussing that
yes.
took place. There's a memorial, a very nice memorial up there in Kingman. You can stop by and see. And that the individual was the head of the fire department. He was the head of the school board, right? Lee Williams? Or
he was the
principal?
He was a captain.
In the fire department, but he was also a teacher.
Yes.
And
he was a volunteer. They were an all-volunteer fire department also.
So they're all volunteer up there. Down here in Bullhead, you were all volunteer.
Yes.
So they had how many volunteers when this propane tank caught fire?
Well, the only
were they all there?
Hmm?
Were,
no.
Was their entire fire department there?
Kingman Fire Department was the one that was on the scene.
Correct.
And they just to give you some idea what actually happened was they had a railroad propane tank car. That the connection was being made to offload this tank, and I think they finally figured out that somebody used the wrong wrench instead of using the bronze wrench they were supposed to use. They used a steel wrench, and it sparked and arced, which caused the fitting to start spewing fire, and it was impinging, which means it was going down on the tank. It was actually, this flame was actually going over the tank surface. and there was two civilians on top of that. One guy bailed, and the other young fellow tried to remedy the situation, and when it blew up, it blew half a railroad tank car over a quarter mile down the tracks.
It's a bomb.
When it blows, huge bomb.
Yeah. They had...
So they had a large portion of their fire department there working.
Yes.
And how many passed away in that blast? There was...
I think there was 11 deaths, including the civilian. No, 12 with the civilian.
So their fire department is now crippled.
Oh, yes.
And they make a call to Bullhead, and you're down here. It's volunteers, so you're not hanging out at the fire department, are you? Are you at the mechanic shop?
No.
You were at the fire station when you got the call?
No. I was at Safeway when we got the call.
And wow. How did you get the call? You wore a radio?
Yeah, we all wore
pagers.
Pagers.
Yeah.
Okay. Because this is our other guest was talking about how they'd run the siren.
That was Larry Adams talking about in the 60s.
In the 60s. So right. Now this is the 70s. We've moved up. We've got radios.
We got pagers.
Yeah. Pagers, rather.
Yeah.
And did it talk or did it just beep?
No,
it sits there and goes beep, beep, beep. Right. Attention,
and you just know you got, okay.
And we have a mutual aid to Kingman, Arizona, major explosion on the railroad or something, as that's how it was put out. But what they had was they got a whole new term from this one thing. It's called BLEVE, BLEVE, boiling liquid expanding vapor explosion. And it's a sight to see, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So they had one... they had one photographer that actually got a picture of it, and it's in my scrapbook. And it actually looks like an atom bomb cloud. It's great big, but it's all boiling liquid burning.
Yeah.
And that would come down and burn anybody that it landed on, and you're not going to put it out. Could you put it out with water, or do you need foam?
Well, no. Actually, once it blew up, it set all kinds of fires everywhere. One of the problems was they had a wrecking yard just on the other side of the tracks from the propane thing, and right in that corner of the yard was tires. Rubber tires.
They that are just fire. Going to burn and burn and burn.
Yeah.
Hate to pause, but we have to pause.
Okay. And then when we come back, can we talk about the logistics of him getting from here to there?
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem. Speak Up 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Yeah. You know, MEC, what a great place. You have questions? Give them a call. 928-763-1100. Also, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. In fact, I'm going there for lunch today with ABC. I don't know why the two of them are together, but check them out. It's the pro shop, it's the golf course, it's the clubhouse, and the spa and the gym, Laughlin Ranch.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
The holidays are here. Is your internet ready? Don't let slow speed steal your cheer. With 100% fiber internet from TWN, you can stream holiday movies, video chat with family, and shop online. No interruptions, no stress. Make every moment count this season. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNCOM.com for more details.
Mojave Electric Cooperative continues to build on its 79-year history and a legacy of service to our members. I'm Heather Foreman, reminding all MEC members that you can make a difference by voluntarily donating $1 to From the Heart with River Fund when paying your electric bill. River Fund, a local nonprofit agency, directs the funds to help local families in need with their electric bill payments. That's Mojave Electric Cooperative, helping our members make a difference through giving from the heart.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Laughlin Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Laughlin Ranch. Make your appointment at LaughlinRanch.com.
You know, it is December now, and of course, December means we have to occasionally play a beautiful Christmas song.
Cards have all been sent, the Christmas rushes through, but I still
This is Karen Carpenter. You look at me like you've never heard this song, Jim.
Darling.
You don't remember that song?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't remember the beginning.
Oh, okay. Merry Christmas, darling.
What's the famous Christmas song that was written that wasn't originally written for Christmas?
What?
What's the most famous Christmas song today that was originally not written for Christmas?
I give up.
Jingle Bells.
Oh.
Was written for Thanksgiving.
And if
there's no mention of Christmas.
If you come Saturday night to the Kiwanis Community Christmas Caroling Celebration, the first song we sing is Jingle Bells. And the 23rd song is Karen Carpenter. And there is a young lady from Mojave High that will do this as a solo.
I wish you could see.
How cool. Okay, back with Johnny Bodwin. Bullhead City Fire Department, retire. Which year did you retire?
I retired the first time on the 1st of January of 1994.
The first time?
And I went back to work on the 12th of January of 1994 as a civilian employee in support services.
Right.
I set up their warehouse, and I was buying everything from toilet paper to pickup trucks.
Exactly.
And then I had some problems, and medical problems.
Right.
And I retired the second time on the 30th of June of 2000.
Okay.
So I've been retired for 25 years.
And medical problems have kind of gone away, but you have something very unique in the ability to hear.
Oh, I have cochlear implants.
Cochlear implants, which means what?
It means that I have a outside portion of it that hangs over my ear, and there's microphones on that. That's the processor, and the cable takes it to the transducer, which sends it to an inside portion has been implanted in my head. they scoop a little valley out and put the inner portion in, and they drill three holes down and put them into the cochlea, and put three little wires in there, and that allows you to hear.
Yeah, when I gave him the headset, you hadn't come in yet, Jim. When I gave him the headset, he says, "I can't put them over my ears; they don't work." So we all learned something new today.
Yeah.
And by the way,
I'm making it work.
Right. Johnny, turn around and read one of those red magnets on that refrigerator over there behind you in the corner. The red magnets remind everybody for what?
Check your smoke detector.
On the first day of each month.
Of every month.
Yes. And, of course, we happen to have one in the studio to remind people to check their smoke detectors.
Now, Larry, I thought you'd have the old bell.
Ding! do you know a little bit of history behind that?
Behind what?
Why it's on the first of the month? Because it's easy to remember, number one.
Right.
And number two, today, the 1st of December, is an anniversary date.
Of?
The, come on.
We all do this when we get old.
School fire in Chicago. Mm. Lady of Angels. The Lady of Angels, 1958.
So if we can go back here, and you were telling us off the air, but back to the fire in Kingman that we now have the memorial for, you get the, your pager goes off, you're at the Safeway, where the Harbor Freight is now, you've got to go to the station by down Hancock.
On Hancock.
And how did you get from Bullhead to Kingman?
I got into a van that the department had, a personnel van, and there was seven of us rode up in that van. And Larry Adams was... Larry Adams was in the shotgun seat, and I do not remember who was driving. All I know is I was in the middle seat, and when we got there, they asked Larry for an EMT, and he grabbed me and put me in the back of this ambulance, and we went out and we picked up. You know, I figured we were going to be picking up injured people, and come to find out we were picking up firefighters who had already been deceased. Yeah. And we had to take them into the hospital so that the doctor could pronounce them, because as an EMT, I could not pronounce. I knew, but I could not pronounce.
Besides the Kingman fire, what other fire do you recall that was one of the largest ones in our area during your career?
And definitely Mojave Valley. They used to have the most hellacious wildland fires down there. They would have these big mesquite forests, is what we called them, and the brush was anywhere from 15 to 20, 25 feet tall, and every once in a while they would catch fire, and we would respond down to Mojave Valley and fight wildland fires.
All right, let's take another break. It's already 34 past the hour. Speak Up 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. If you're looking for a job, they're interested in hiring you. If you're a CNA, call them, 763-1404. And Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for a loan, call 928-288-2691, because you want to talk to Chad Hansen. He's the guy with the key to the vault.
Slow internet? Not this holiday season. With TWN Fiber, enjoy speeds up to 2 gigabits and unlimited data to keep your family connected. Fast, reliable, holiday ready. Visit twincom.com/Mojave. That's twincom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twincom.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Laughlin Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Laughlin Ranch. Make your appointment at LaughlinRanch.com.
When opportunity knocks, open the storage unit door. That's right. Make your day on the lake stress-free with an Island Storage and Marine's boat garage. Because time is life's greatest commodity, make every moment count. You'll be located within proximity to public boat ramps. You'll also have access to concierge services and launch ramp under specific terms. You've been waiting for this. Availability won't last long. Call 928-680-8060 or stop by our office on the island next door to the Boathouse Grill. Islandstorage.net.
The spirit and excitement of Christmas is in full swing in Bullhead City. The Colorado River Women's Council is back. The 27th annual Christmas Boombox Parade is Friday, December 5th at 6 p.m. starting at Hancock Road and River Gardens up to Train Road with an estimated 95 entries. Second is an inaugural event the next night by the Community Pride Advocates. Lights in the park, 15 businesses with creative fantastic holiday light displays, and a huge Christmas tree. Free in the Gary Keith Park. Follow their Facebook page for more information. An additional free inaugural event is the Kiwanis Community Christmas Caroling Celebration, coordinated by the Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club. Also Saturday night the 6th in the John and Olivia Performing Arts Pavilion with the Mojave High and Desert Star Academy High School choirs on stage. Free hot chocolate, free 25 song word booklet, plus Santa Claus with Mrs. Claus on hand for free pictures. Gates open at 5 p.m.
Welcome back. This Speak Out 2.0, about 22 till the top of the hour, and Sean Hannity will be in your ears right after the news. Welcome back. Our guest today is Johnny Baldwin, retired from Bullhead City Fire, and we're hearing some of the stories of his career, along with Jim Chaney, a co-host for River Founders Radio, the last one for 2025. Johnny, what about medical calls? What do you think about when you think about some of the bad medical calls that you went on?
Oh, mostly auto accidents or things like that. Summertime, we used to get some of the most hellacious calls. We got a call up to Lake Mojave because we were the closest ambulance. And there was a couple of the Rangers were EMTs. They had no paramedics up there. They were EMTs. And I was an IEMT at the time. We got a call for a boat collision.
And an IMT is a, what's the I?
Intermediate.
Intermediate, okay. IEMT, which means I can do more than an EMT, but less than a paramedic. Yeah. And we got a call for a boat accident, and they were bringing in a severely injured female. We got up there, and they had her sitting up in a boat, brought her into the courtesy dock, you know, where the launch ramp is and on the lake. And there was this woman sitting there, and she had a towel flipped over her shoulder, and it was kind of bloody, and I thought, what the heck? And I got out there, and they took that towel off, and what had happened was they got hit by one of these big, high-powered ski boats, and the skeg that's on the bottom of it had gone right through her shoulder, in one side and out the other. And she's sitting there saying, I can't move my arm, and it hurts. And I'm thinking to myself,
yeah, it's not connected anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, we packaged her up, took her in. We still, the only medical facility we had was the Mojave Valley Medical Clinic. And
on Hancock Road.
Hancock Road, just across train from Station 1.
Right.
And
which is now the county health department, and some attorneys are in there, I believe. But that used to be the only medical center on the river.
Yeah.
Except Needles Hospital.
Yeah. Needles Hospital and Kingman was the other way, and that's right. the only thing we had.
But someone of that nature, that much damage, did you then transport directly to Vegas?
Oh, yeah. We wound up transporting to Vegas. We took her
How?
In.
How? We didn't have air flight, right?
No.
So you hauled Dale up there in an ambulance all the way to Vegas.
They would put her in one of our ambulances and take her all the way to Vegas. And it was not uncommon.
And in those days, you had to figure out which ambulance, because some of the ambulances had way too much miles to go to Vegas, but they could be used around town. So it was logistics, you know. When the clinic would call and say, you got to take someone to Vegas, then you had to figure out what you
had. You also had to find a crew.
Right.
Because not all the guys, you know, even though their volunteers were available to make a transport from here to Vegas and back.
So when you get hired, how many firefighters are on duty?
Okay, when I got hired, I got hired with four other guys. We already had hired a deputy chief, Len Pember.
Len Pember.
And he was in the office more than anything else, but they hired five of us, which was really, really unique. There was Ken David, Larry Keyes, Floyd Jones, and Bob Fogarty and myself. And it was funny, in order to fill the shifts for 24-hour shifts, each one of us had our own shift schedule.
ABC shift.
Well, no, there was five rotating shifts, and I would come on, work 24 hours with you, and we'd go off duty, and I'd be off for 24 hours. I'd come back on duty, and I'd have to do 24 hours with you. But you were the only two other firefighters that I would work with in my rotating shift.
Okay.
But they rotated around there. Yeah.
But basically, at that point in time, there was two firefighters hired to be on duty covering all of the city limits.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was two firefighters in station. We would receive the calls in the station. We would put out the tones, and the one that picked up the phone was the one designated the dispatcher. And the other person would get in the unit that had this roll, and depending on what it was, we would either roll an engine and know that the volunteers were going to meet us there, or we would pull a rescue unit, an ambulance, out on the apron, and the first person, first EMT in, would jump in it, and they would go, and some of the volunteers would show up at the scene to help out.
And unfortunately, at that point in time, the call level was not near what it is today. You know,
you now don't have as much information going in.
Well, no, you had the information generally, because the phone number was 758-3977. That was the emergency number for Bullhead City.
So, John, in your training, I want to ask you a serious question here. You go and you have your training. Now, did they ever cover delivering babies? Did you get a call where you showed up and the woman's in labor and you are going to deliver the baby? And in that training, did they teach you to walk in the door and say to the woman, I can deliver the baby, I can deliver the baby? Four times.
I have delivered four babies.
Four babies.
Yes.
And that I think helps probably wipe out all of the horrible things you end up seeing, huh?
Nope.
No?
Unfortunately. Yeah.
No.
Not all of them.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
What's your coping skill?
Hmm?
What's your coping skill? I mean, you see, and you described off-air what you saw when you arrived in Kingman, and it was bad. We'll just leave it at that. It was gruesome.
It was horrendous.
How do you cope with that?
You go on with your daily life, and every once in a while it'll reach right up and smack you between the eyes, and you have bad thoughts about it, and you just have to sit down and work through it.
And in your daily life, sometimes you see something and it triggers that.
Oh, yes. Most definitely.
And Johnny was here when we had the S-curve up by what we call Corwin Road. That was a huge S-curve that came down that hill until they rebuilt the highway. And collisions there were weekly?
They were. Actually, we had a fire department vehicle in a collision at that S-curve.
Yeah?
Dark Trader was driving the big orange tanker, and some gal in a Pinto actually hit the front the left front end of that thing and flipped that tanker over.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then who comes to help the tanker? Well, I guess you had other folks, right?
She actually, you go out there, and you know that one of your fellow firefighters is in that vehicle, and you have to center on the person in the other car. So,
with your training, At what point in time do you think that they hired more additional firefighters? Because it got to a point where there was two on shift, and you had 2 days off, and you were back. Right? There were six firefighters.
Yeah, 24s and 48s.
24 on and 48 off, and you're back on.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people to trade with, so you can have an extra 2 or 3 days off.
Yep. You start working on how you could do trades and stuff like that.
Yeah. When do they add additional firefighters?
I'm trying to remember. Roughly. You would ask me that.
Ballpark.
That's one of the ones. I would say that
early 80s?
70. Maybe as early as January of 75.
Okay.
We started hiring more people.
So, but that time you're still up to six, basically.
Yeah.
Right?
There was, like I say, from 73 till we started hiring, there was only five of us.
Right. And then 75, you went up to six.
We went higher than that because some of the guys that were, some of the five guys that started out were transitioning into other things. Like Ken David went into fire investigation.
Right.
And
Gary Miller.
Fire inspection. Well, I keep thinking, how long were you?
There's finger pointing going on, folks.
Yes. I started in 80 as a volunteer firefighter. And in 1980, Ken David was already gone.
Yeah.
DiLorenzo, Keith was the lone captain. Gary Miller, I think, was still on shift. Stafford was on shift. Maurice Dodd was on shift. You and Mike Flummer.
Oh, yeah, Mike Flummer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we just saw Mike Flummer a few weeks ago when his son became fire chief and got his fire chief's badge.
A legacy.
Yes.
Yeah, Justin Flummer just got his fire chief's badge.
Yeah.
And a funny story there. We were, I can't remember whether it was Justin or Brady. I think it was Justin. Katie was pregnant with Justin. And we were doing water fights, Memorial Day water fights.
In Community Park.
Yeah. And Mike was the nozzle man, and I was his backup.
Right.
And we won.
And there's 100 pictures of those. Yep.
Hmm?
There was there's 100 pictures of those floating around town.
Yeah. But then Cheryl had been sitting, that's my wife, had been sitting with Katie through the whole thing. And she came over and she gave me a big hug and kiss. And she turned to Mike and she says, "Let's go. Katie's water just broke."
And now Justin, almost born on the water fights, is now the fire chief.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's see our last break. Almost born in Community Park, huh?
Almost.
Yeah.
Speak of 2.0 is brought to you by Perkins America Food Company in Bullhead City. I hope you're ordering pies for Christmas. Stop by and order your pies now because you're going to want them. We're also brought to you by TWN Communications. Call 444-8232. Get fiber internet that does not fail.
On the east side of Chicago. In the heat of a summer night.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all you can eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available too. Perkins all you can eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all you can eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Looking for a gift that's anything but ordinary? Surprise the curious and adventurous person in your life with the gift of an unforgettable experience at Long Gone Escape's premier escape rooms. Buy one, get one free admission when you show your co-op connections card or mobile app. Call Long Gone Escapes at 928-487-2570. Don't have a co-op connections app? Visit connections.coop to download and start saving today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
When your home fills up with family, Aloe Fiber makes sure that space is a happy place for everyone. Aloe Fiber experts install it all, and full service means step-by-step support, guiding you through everything so you can stay connected to what matters, and the family can always feel at home. Put the game on, and don't worry about your Wi-Fi calling a timeout. Better TV and internet service is one connection away. Call Aloe at 866-481-2556 or visit alofiber.com.
Happy Holidays, Kingman, from the City of Kingman Youth Advisory Council. This holiday season, we're giving back to our community.
We're hosting our second annual bedding and coat and hoodie drive to help local families and kids in need.
You can donate new twin-size bedding or new and gently used coats and hoodies to help keep someone warm this winter.
Drop off donations now through December 11th at Lee Williams High School, Kingman Academy High School, the City Complex, or the Chamber of Commerce.
Let's show Kingman cares, because a little warmth goes a long way.
When opportunity knocks, open the storage unit door. That's right. Make your day on the lake stress-free with an Island Storage and Marine's boat garage. Because time is life's greatest commodity, make every moment count. You'll be located within proximity to public boat ramps. You'll also have access to concierge services and launch ramp under specific terms. You've been waiting for this. Availability won't last long. Call 928-680-8060 or stop by our office on the island next door to the Boathouse Grill. Islandstorage.net.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. We got about 5 minutes left here with Johnny Bodwin from Bullhead Fire, retired, and of course Jim Chaney for River Founders Radio, with a little Elton John in the background. Now, this one you remember?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm thinking I am old. Johnny, you were just talking about attic ladders, which I don't believe they even carry anymore. An attic ladder was about a foot-wide ladder that could collapse. You fold it up or fold it down, and it became real small. And when you went inside a building, you did what?
Well, you could take it and put it up through the attic access to get up in there. It made it a quick, easy access to the attic. And we had one that the guys went in and they opened the access and put the ladder up there, and it backflashed. So they didn't go up there, but they left the ladder there. And when the fire was over, we went in, and the top 18 to 24 inches was all melted. They're aluminum.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't. They didn't last long. What other call comes to your memory, Johnny, as a memorable one? In fact, let me switch the topic and let's talk about some of the parades and stuff that you did driving the engine around town and with your daughter on top.
Oh, well, we used to have what they called the Santa's Water Lean Parade, and there was actually two parts to it. One was up on the lake, and it was all boats. And then and that was usually in the evening, and the boats were all. But then during the day, they would have a Santa's Water Lane Parade down Main Street in Old Bullhead when it was just two lanes. And 95 was two lanes going through there. And they had one where we built a deck on top of Engine 2. And we put a fireplace replica over the gumball light that was on a pedestal.
Right.
And so that was our fireplace. And my wife and my daughter and I were sitting on a couch facing this fireplace. I had a red smoking jacket on, and she and Cheryl had her bathrobe on, and Karen was sitting there in her PJs with her bathroom, and we were
family at Christmas.
Family at Christmas way. And I think Gretchen Hooker was also there, so that we had two kids.
Oh.
Did you ever drive the boat for Christmas to Community Park when Santa came in on water skis?
No.
No?
We're out of time.
Oh, Nellie.
I know. We got to wrap it up.
John, it was nice meeting you and hearing these stories. And thank you very much for putting yourself out there and doing the job.
Thank you, Johnny.
Well, it's very gratifying. And sometimes I have to just stop and think.
And
it was the fun times better than the
right?
Yeah, than the bad times.
Yeah.
Do want to remind you, the Boombox Parade is Friday night on Hancock Road. It kicks off at 6 o'clock. Saturday night, the Christmas Caroling kicks off at 6. We'll open the gates at 5 for the pavilion. And Mr. Sean Hannity will be in your ears in just a few minutes. Friday on the program? Oh, Friday on the program, we're talking with Terry Coyle about the Christmas Caroling. And then Stephen Brown with the Bullhead City Area Food Bank. Stick around.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.